Hi everyone, and a good Sunday to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge. A look at the surface analysis on this Sunday shows a large ridge of high pressure, the Bermuda High, continuing to control the weather scheme across the eastern third of the country. We find a deep thatch of tropical moisture moving northbound still from portions of Florida over toward Mississippi, up the 75 corridor into the Great Lakes. Then we've got a couple other systems across southern Canada and back into the Rockies, but they will be players later in the game, later this week. And at least the pattern change we've been alluding to for the last 2 to 3 days for later this week into next weekend appears to be playing out. And that would be good news if you're not a fan of the heat nor the humidity. At least Saturday was a completely dry day, at least the daylight hours, thank goodness for all of us. However, some of us have already seen some showers and a few thunderstorms. That would be across northern portions of the Mohawk Valley through the Adirondacks into the North Country, as we will all have the opportunity for showers and storms as we head through this afternoon. A quick review of the climatological data as we went through Saturday, July 6th. 87 the high on Saturday, so not officially a heat wave, as we touched 91 for a high back on Thursday as well as Friday, and you need to have 3 consecutive days where we see temperatures 90 degrees or higher for an official heat wave. That would be by the standards of the Eastern Regional Headquarters of the National Weather Service, which ends up taking care of New York and New England. 72 was the morning low on Saturday morning, just after 5 a.m., and precipitation-wise during the daylight hours, nobody saw a drop. That was a good thing. A few showers points south of Kingston through the lower Hudson Valley and on into southern New England. And that trace of precipitation at Albany International occurred just after midnight yesterday. So the quantitative totals for the month, nonetheless the year, do not change. And for the year, we remain at 24.14 inches, which is a surplus of 4.8 inches, as the 30-year climatological average is 19.34 for this point in time for 2013. 82 and 61, the average high-low split for your Sunday, July 7th. The record high for today is 97 from 1988, 44 the record low from 1979. The sun rose this morning at approximately 5:25 a.m. We'll set later today at 8:35 p.m. Rise once again at approximately 5:25 on Monday morning, setting at 8:35 on Monday evening. A length of day for today as well as tomorrow of approximately 15 hours and 10 minutes. So in the forecast as we head throughout the remainder of your Sunday, we'll call for a mixture of hazy sunshine and clouds as humidity levels a little bit better than they were back on Friday, but nonetheless we'll still call it muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms the theme, with the potential for heavy downpours, with a forecast high of 88 in Albany, 85 the forecast high at Glens Falls. Showers and storms continue to be the theme, scattered across the region as we head through tonight. Otherwise, it's mostly cloudy, muggy. Watch out for some areas of fog. Overnight lows between 65 and 70. Some hazy sunshine for Monday, as it remains muggy. Showers and storms widespread across the region, with the heavy downpour potential still there, and a high in the upper 70s into the lower 80s. A mix of sunshine and clouds as we head throughout the day on Tuesday. We'll call for some isolated showers and a couple of thunderstorms. Again, the widespread theme for Monday, significantly decreasing with that theme for Tuesday. Forecast highs will be in the mid and upper 80s. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds once again as we head through the day on Wednesday, as the shower and thunderstorm pattern becomes more widespread as we head through the afternoon, continue into Wednesday night, and then into the day on Thursday. As we do head throughout the next few days, we'll have to keep a very careful eye on the flash flood potential, especially Wednesday into Thursday, as the soil starts to get a little bit more saturated. Forecast highs midweek near 85. Pattern change. Thankfully, and finally, come Friday into Saturday, long-range guidance having a difficult grasp on the forecast come Saturday in terms of honing in on it, but still several days away. Mixed sun and clouds dry on Friday, not as humid as it has been, a forecast high in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And for Saturday, we'll call for a mixture of sunshine and clouds, scattered showers, perhaps a couple of thunderstorms, with highs region-wide, 75 to near 80. Have a wonderful Sunday. We'll talk to you again on Monday morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.